I'm originally from East Africa, Ethiopia. I have been here like more than 15 years now. Thank God we are here. When we arrived at airport here in Portland, the first time we just worried around, look around until we got somebody to come and take care of us. But we just arrived late, but our sponsors already, her name is Elizabeth, she's waiting for us in the airport, and she show us my husband's name, and we just run to each other anyways, and we are so happy and laughing and in tears anyways. We didn't believe it that we are in America. My son is 5 years old when the first time when we came here, and my daughter is 3 years. It's really very hard time anyways, but we are happy to get this chance to come to America and to live with a new life with the people. The good part of the U.S. culture is if something happened, there is 911. If something happened to you, you have your cell phone. If you don't have your cell phone, you need to shout. Something be for you over there. So I like the security. Yes, it's really very hard to raise children in America, especially refugee parents and refugee children. As we know, some of the children not respecting parents, but we really teach them a lot. We are teaching them in the house because we have a responsibility for our children. There are a lot of family members who came from our country and losing our children, their children here, because they involve in something, no education. If they are involving in something, they are losing their education, no life. So they need to be aware that they need to teach them in a soft voice and being a good example for their children's life. They are answerable for their children. We brought them this all far from far away, from far place, to live a good life. And we teach them to respect us, to get their goal in a good way, instead of involving and losing their education. And we just open everything, and they need to learn from us. We need to be a good example for our children. So if we are not a good people, they are not good. We're gonna lose them, and they're gonna lose us. So we just make it balance everything and talk to them and make them comfort and happy. I work like for 7 years as housekeeping in the Hotel Lucia. And after that, my kids are grown up and they are doing great job. And I took 2 years child care management online, and I got my diploma. After I got my diploma, I apply at Francis Mansori School as a teacher, assistant teacher. After I worked there like for 2 years, just getting experience, and I apply for health center, and I'm taking care of elders. I'm so happy when I go back and looking around what's happening before, and that dark life in refugee camp, and when I'm thinking about that, and when I'm comparing that old life right now in United States, it's really, I'm proud of myself. As a woman and as a refugee woman, I'm so proud of myself. I never give up on problem. I never give up.